Critical Listening, Lesson 3, Estimating Frequency Band Limitations, Music, Male and Female Voices. In this exercise, the width of the overall spectrum of the signal is altered in an orderly fashion so that we may hear the contributions of the various parts of the frequency spectrum. First, we listen to music with full bandwidth. Now let's see how the same music sounds with everything cut off below 200 Hz. And now we will cut off everything below 500 Hz. Cutting off everything below 1,000 Hz has this effect on the music. We see that an orchestra generates very significant amounts of energy in the low frequency range, and that the quality of the music suffers markedly if the full low frequency range is restricted. As a review, the following selections present the wide band and then the cutting off of signal components below 200, 500, and 1000 Hz, and then back to the reference wide band condition. First, the reference wide band condition. Two hundred Hertz low cut. Five hundred Hertz low cut. One thousand Hertz low cut. Back to the full reference band. We have formed a general idea of the relative contribution of the lower frequencies to music quality. Now let's explore the higher frequencies of the same musical selection. First, for reference, the full band again. Now the energy above 8,000 Hz will be cut off. cutting off everything above 5,000 hertz. Cutting off everything above 2,000 hertz. And now back to the reference full band condition. The quality of the music is also severely degraded when high-frequency components are lost. We will now review the previous high-cut selections. We must always keep the full band reference condition firmly fixed in our minds. Now, the 8,000 Hz high cut condition. Five thousand hertz high cut. 2,000 hertz high cut. Back to the full band reference condition. The sound of the various instruments of the orchestra range more or less over the entire 20 Hz to 20,000 Hz audio spectrum. The human voice, on the other hand, covers a narrower range. In the following selections, we shall study the effect on a male voice of removing low-frequency energy. First, let's become familiar with the quality of this male voice with the full 20 Hz to 20,000 Hz band. Long ago, Lord Rayleigh said, directly or indirectly, all questions connected with sound must come for decision to the ear, and from it there can be no appeal. In this selection, low-frequency energy below 200 Hz is cut off. Long ago, Lord Rayleigh said, directly or indirectly, all questions connected with sound must come for decision to the ear, and from it there can be no appeal. Next, everything below 500 Hz is removed. Long ago, Lord Rayleigh said, directly or indirectly, all questions connected with sound must come for decision to the ear, and from it there can be no appeal. Now, everything below 1,000 Hz will be cut off. Long ago, Lord Rayleigh said, directly or indirectly, all questions connected with sound must come for decision to the ear, and from it there can be no appeal. Going back to the full band. Long ago, Lord Rayleigh said, directly or indirectly, all questions connected with sound must come for decision to the ear, and from it there can be no appeal. We shall now study the effect of removing high-frequency energy from the male voice. First, everything above 8,000 Hz will be cut off. Long ago, Lord Rayleigh said, directly or indirectly, all questions connected with sound must come for decision to the ear, and from it there can be no appeal. Next, everything above 5,000 Hz will be removed. Long ago, Lord Rayleigh said, directly or indirectly, all questions connected with sound must come for decision to the ear, and from it there can be no appeal. Now everything above 2,000 Hz will be cut off. Long ago, Lord Rayleigh said, directly or indirectly, all questions connected with sound must come for decision to the ear, and from it there can be no appeal. In real-life situations, both low- and high-frequency band limitations commonly occur together. We shall now hear the effect on both male and female voices of cutting off everything below 200 Hz and everything above 5,000 Hz. First, the male voice with and without the limitation. Long ago, Lord Rayleigh said, directly or indirectly, all questions connected with sound must come for decision to the ear, and from it there can be no appeal. Long ago, Lord Rayleigh said, directly or indirectly, all questions connected with sound must come for decision to the ear, and from it there can be no appeal. And now a female voice with and without the limitation.
Long ago, Lord Rayleigh said, directly or indirectly, all questions connected with sound must come for decision to the ear, and from it there can be no appeal. Long ago, Lord Rayleigh said, directly or indirectly, all questions connected with sound must come for decision to the ear, and from it there can be no appeal.
The effect is surely apparent, but voice quality is not degraded too seriously by restricting the band to 200 Hz to 5,000 Hz. Narrowing the band even further, from 300 Hz on the low frequency end to 3,000 Hz on the high frequency end, a telephone-like quality results.
Long ago, Lord Rayleigh said, directly or indirectly, all questions connected with sound must come for decision to the ear, and from it there can be no appeal.
Even though the voice quality is greatly changed, it is interesting to note that the voices are recognizable and the words are quite understandable. We have seen the effect on sound quality of limiting the pass band of an audio system. Next, we will have an exercise in estimating the degree of low or high frequency limitation in the following selections. In each case, the first selection is the wide band. Did you detect a difference? The only limitation in the second selection was cutting off everything above 5,000 Hz. Try this one. In this case, the high frequencies were not limited, but the low frequencies were cut off below 300 Hz. A small radio receiver tuned to an AM station might pass something like a band from 300 Hz to 5,000 Hz. Coming through this radio, the music would sound like this compared to the full band reference signal which precedes and follows it. For practice, run back over this section until you readily detect low and high frequency deficiencies of the familiar sounds. This is a good start toward doing the same on unfamiliar sounds for which your only reference is your memory.